From my own perspective today, it's about what you can do and what we can do as a fan base over the next couple of days. And the first thing we can do is around the council meeting, which is being held on Tuesday. So anyone who lives around the Plymouth area, we'd urge you to get down to this council house. There's going to be a bit of opposition, both from within the chamber and the councillors, and from within the city, people, some of the residents of the city of Plymouth. So we have to make sure that we pack out that public gallery come Saturday. We don't just want the 120 Tuesday, sorry. So we don't just want the 120 seats full. We want to absolutely ram, so people are standing. We want people outside that council house, because we want to show just what our goal means to the city and to the region of the South West. And our belief is that next week, and I know Peter's going to elaborate on it a bit more when he speaks, it's going to be the week that we save Plymouth Fire Guard Football Club. Finally, after all the long road we've been through, it's coming to a head. All of the work from the Taverners, from Pasotti, from the Trust, all of the supporters groups, from Peter Risdo himself, from a tremendous amount of effort, and everyone that's given all of their time will finally culminate next week in hopefully saving Plymouth Fire Guard Football Club. Now, just want to talk a bit about what happened yesterday, because I know that when you enter an arena of conflict, it worries some people. And all you see, and all you guys get to see, is a message that goes on a message board. You don't get to see what goes on behind it. So I want to just talk about a bit of the politics of what happened yesterday. We felt yesterday that P&A were overplaying their hand. And if you look at their report and the fees that they're asking for and the fees that they bill up, we feel that they're absolutely extortionate. And if you look at the time that they chose to go off with Kevin Heaney, and they chose to dance that dance, and now they expect James Brent to pay those fees, and they expect that to come out of this pot that James Brent has got to pay the staff. That is completely unacceptable. We had to yesterday make a stand. We had to come out and we had to say that we will not accept the staff and players of Plymouth Fire Guard Football Club and the supporters of this club paying for your mistakes. You got it wrong, you take the cut in the fees. And that's the message we gave Brendan Guilfoyle. And yesterday afternoon, what they did is they tried the ultimate trick. It was a trick of bullying, it was a trick of intimidation, and yesterday I had phone calls from the police, we had phone calls from their lawyers, and we refused to back down because we had to refuse to back down. And it proven today, this morning, P&A have sent out a second press release with Brendan Guilfoyle withdrawing the threat to try and liquidate the club. So it shows. It shows just what fan action can do, and I'm proud to say that was supported by James Brennan, that was supported by Peter. I know, obviously, in spirit of what we were doing, they couldn't get politically involved, but we just had to do it, because the other thing about the issue of P&A is if we didn't do it yesterday, we'd have been doing it on Wednesday. After the council meeting, when the council would have voted to buy the ground, the last man standing, so to speak, between the barrier, between Argyle and safety, would have been P&A. And that would have put them in a much stronger position, because they would have been able to then hold Argyle and hold James Brent and hold this city over a bow. So we could not allow this situation to go over this weekend. So we had to hit them. We had to hit them hard, and that's the reason. So just wanted to try and reassure people that's why we did it, and that's why it's the right thing. And the other thing is about it is, sometimes in life, it's not just about whether you're doing things under judgment, whether you're doing things through intimidation, whether it's a conflict environment. Sometimes in life, it's just about doing the right thing. And we had an attempt yesterday by an administrator to bully the fans of this football club. That's what that was. Nothing short of it. Nothing short of an attempt yesterday by them to try and bully the fans of Plymouth Argyle Football Club. And we stood up to that threat. And we stood up, if we'd have listened to it, 6 months ago, we were told there was no alternative to Kevin Heaney by Brendan Guilfoyle. 2 months ago, we were told by Brendan Guilfoyle that we could not have 4 weeks to save this club with James Brent. Because we stood up, we won the right to get James Brent to that table. Because we stood up, we won the right to save our football club. And I'm proud to say, said it before, and I've said it lots and lots of times, and I've said it with more confidence today than ever before, I believe firmly, ladies and gentlemen, that we're Plymouth Argyle and we'll never die. Yeah.